Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Gaines with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with church. And I am so thankful to be on the radio broadcast on today. It's current prophecy hour, and we've been studying in the book of Revelations. We're going to study, do some of that tonight, but we're going to pray at the end. I just give reverence to God, who is the head of my life, to Apostle Deans, and to everyone in their respective places. I give God praise on tonight. I give him glory. I give him praise tonight. I magnify his holy name on tonight. We're going to get ready to call our worship order. We're going to have a short devotion, a song, a scripture, and a prayer, and we're going to go from there. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. What is going on? Just one moment. I don't know. Yeah, I definitely don't know what's going on here. There is a lot of light in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't have music tonight. I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know what's going on. But the devil always messing with stuff. He always. Well, you know what? I'm not going to worry about it. We're going to go right on. I'm going to read the scripture and pray, and we're going on into our Bible class. The devil always trying to do something. He's always messy. Always. All right. anyway, we're gonna go right ahead. We're going to be reading from one nineteen verses. Starting at verse 25. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from thy way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments. When thou shalt enlarge my heart. I have just read you from Psalms 119, starting with 5 through verses 32. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come on tonight humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, just asking you tonight to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, Lord, just confessing and repenting and asking your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, I just come tonight, first of all, asking you to bind the strong man up tonight. Bind this demon up tonight, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Just bind him up. Bind him up now. Cast him out and command him to go from our radio broadcast and from our lives in the name of Jesus. You have no power and no authority over nothing that we do in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor on tonight. I'm asking you tonight to open up our understanding, Lord. Open, search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. If there is anything in there that should not be, I ask you to remove it right now. I ask you to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you tonight to open up our understanding, open up our heart that we may be receptive to the truth, to the word of God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I just ask you tonight to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost increase, and teach us and minister to us on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, we'll be so careful to give you all the praise and to give you all the glory and to give you all the honor. In Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. I just thank and praise God for an opportunity on tonight. I had other things planned, but that's all right. That's all right. We're in Revelation chapter 4. We're going to do some studying tonight, and I'm going to pray a little at the end, but we're going to keep going in our study. And We're in Revelation chapter 4. I'm going to read from 1 to verses 1 through 5. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, come up hither, and I will show you three. Let me start this over. Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, or listen, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight, like unto an emerald. And around about the throne was 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the thrones proceeded lightning and thundering and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. So, verse 1, before he saw those future things or events, John saw the throne of God, because spirit was the voice. I say spirit, but the voice, the Bible said the voice was telling him, told him to come up hither, and I will show you these things which must be hereafter, the things to come, the future things. But John saw the throne of God. He tried to describe this in these 2 chapters, but he's going to do better. And he's going to write it in chapter 6 about the future events. John saw a door that opened, and it was the way unto heaven. The voice that John heard before spoke to him again. It called him to come up through that door. And see, this is like the third section of this book or letter. This is the third section. And these sections can be divided. What is yet in the future? This section can be divided into 3 parts. First is the coming of the tribulations from chapter 6 through chapter 19. And then it's the millennium in chapter 20, and then it's the new heavens and the new earth in chapter 21 and 22. So we're going to get to all of that. But the Lord told John about the events on earth. But before that, the Lord showed John something of heaven. Their God is on the throne. The control of all history is in heaven and not on earth. God has the end of history in his plans. His plans cannot fail. What the Lord showed John will happen. It will come to pass. Things are happening now. Things happening now. We're not aware of it because there's so many other things happening. There's so many other things happening. A lot of things we're not paying attention to. But things in the book of Revelation, things are going to happen, and they're going to come to pass. Mm-hmm. The throne of God is the center of heaven. All in heaven look to the throne. God sits there on the throne. All of them worship and serve him, what we should be doing. We should be worshiping because he don't need us to do it. But when you pray, and this gets me, because people don't pray like me, and I don't expect you all to pray like me. You pray how God put on your heart, the Holy Spirit leads you to pray. But I always try to praise and worship God 2 hours before I pray. Then when I finish the 2 hours, I pray in tongues, maybe an hour or two. Then I pray, because I don't go asking God to bless me and bless my family and bless, no. Because if I pray for everybody else and all of you and other people and all that, God going to take care of exactly what I need. So that's how I pray. And it's a way to do that, because you can pray 15 minutes or 20 minutes just worshiping God. And then come back and just pray. Just pray how God put on your heart to pray. You know, we don't want to be like nobody else but Jesus. I don't want to be like no Paula White, no nobody, but I want to be like Jesus. And I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. Nobody is. But me especially, I just try to do what God would allow me to do. I try to do that. So I just thank and praise God that he can use me like he wants to. That's what I thank God for. But he have angels 24 hours a day worshiping him, crying, holy, 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 all day long. He don't need our praise. He don't need our worship. He won't, you know, it's good for us to do it, but he don't need it. John did not write about God as having a physical body. Rather, John gives an impression of God as bright light, and exactly the bright light shone as the light shines from precious stones. I understand that because I've had an encounter. I'm not going to say it was God, it probably was an angel, but I heard the voice just like John did. And he asked me, had I ever seen his glory? Did I know what his glory was? I said, no. And it was just like a big ball of light, just bright as you can ever stand it. And it was just twirling and going round and round and round. That's a blessing. I was so grateful that even I was excited. And just the experience that was just off the chain. I can't even, just like John, I can't even, you know, describe the feeling and the experience you get from having an encounter with God. It's awesome. So it was just like light shines from precious stones. The jasper was probably a clear stone like a diamond. The carnelian was red. The throne was like emerald, which reflects green light. There was a rainbow which glows with all colors. The effect of all these colors is to show the glory of God. And I'm telling you, that's really awesome. That's really awesome. And I thank and praise God for that. That's real awesome. John could not describe all that he had seen. He could only give us an impression of these things. The languages of earth are not able to describe what is in heaven, because what's in heaven is holy, and the world, all this world, is not holy. There are similar descriptions in Ezekiel chapter 1 and Isaiah chapter 6 of the description of heaven, but who knows how heaven looks but God, somebody that's been there already, but Jesus, you know. So it's a blessing. Verse 4, John does not tell us who the 24 elders are, because this is where he said, round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their head crowns of gold. Well, John, he don't tell us who the 24 elders are, but they each sat on a throne. Each time they appear in this book, they are praising God. They bring to God the prayers of his people, Revelation 5 and 8, and we'll get to that. In this, they serve the church, but they are not the church. We think that they are special angels. Their job is to serve and praise God. So the 24 elders, when they hear our prayers going up, or when they know that we need something or we praying for something, they take our concerns to God. It's just like these pastors now, they got, and I'm looking for the word, and I know it won't come, but they got a liaison where you just can't go talk to the pastor. You got to talk to somebody before them and somebody before them. And then they'll take it back and relay the message. Well, with God, the elders, and you know this, we got a big world. The elders would, I guess they were assigned, and they are assigned to different spots, different regions. And whatever concerns them, they take that they need, they know that God needs to know, they'll take it, whatever it is, to God. And that's a blessing, because that's why he said, before you call me, I will answer. And he will. He will. So that was their job. But their job is to serve and praise God. And that was good. Verse 5 is. And out of the throne proceeded lightning and thundering and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning throughout the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Now, whenever you all want to ask questions or you're confused about things, you always can ask. You always can say anything. You don't have to just sit here and listen to me teach. You can say, but what's that, and why is this, and what's this happening? You can do that. So verse 5 says about the thunder and lightning and the voices, and there were seven lampstands, lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. The lightning and the thunder give an impression of the power of God. John hears these sounds as the voice of God. God speaks from the throne. We cannot see the Holy Spirit. He appears as a flame of fire on the day of Pentecost. That's in Acts chapter 2, verse. So here, the seven lamps show that the Holy Spirit is there. He is also set the seven spirits of God. We should not understand this as seven spirits. These shown seven views of the same spirit. It's the same spirit. It's one spirit. It's the Holy Spirit to me. But they just, it's like seven times they see it. He see it. The number seven in the scripture is the perfect or complete number. Here it shows that the person and work of the Spirit is perfect. That's awesome. The seven spirits of God. So in verse 6, it says, and before the throne, there was a sea of glass, like unto crystals, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. Four living creatures or living ones, maybe angels, probably cherubims, because, you know, I told you it's a lot of different kind of angels. or they may be representation of the attributes of God himself, since they are said to be in the midst of the throne. The attributes of God is in the midst of the throne. The sea of glass adds to the effect of what John saw in heaven. Its clear surface is spread out in front of the throne like a mirror. It's reflected on all the light that flashes about the throne. The four creatures were by the throne. They were like an inner circle around and about the throne, protecting the throne. They had eyes in front and eyes behind. They saw all that happened. Nothing could hide from them. So they had eyes everywhere. And that's what God has. God got eyes everywhere. He know everything. Everything. He look at your heart. He knows everything. And it's such a blessing. It's such a blessing. So this is things that we should know. You should know. But it's getting close to the good. All of it's good, but to come. Because like I was telling Lala earlier, I listened to this pastor comes on YouTube, and his name is Robert Clancy, and he was a prophet, and he was saying that if you live in the United States, you should start praying for the election, because it's going to be a whole lot of things come from this election, and it's not going to be good. And he said that we should pray for the election. And I'm right there with him. I know, because you know he's doing so many things that's going on. So he was saying that he was praying for, people had been calling him, asking him to pray. And he said not only in the United States, but China people been calling them, Iran people been calling them, all everybody been calling him to pray. And so he was saying everybody to pray for the elections, because it's going to be so much junk going on. It's going to take so long to count the ballot and all that kind of stuff. And see, this is coming on with them end times, all this stuff that's coming up. We are blessed and highly favored of God. We are blessed. We're blessed. We don't know what's coming, and we don't know what's going to happen, but the word of God has let us know. But I'm saying we don't know when, we don't know how, we don't know where. So all we got to do and what we must do is believe on Jesus Christ. Believe on him. Let him know that pray and let him know that you trust him and you believe on him, because he is the only one that can save us and save our families. He is the only one to see our heart and know that our heart is right. He is the only one. He said he'll never leave us or forsake us. So he right there. He got his spirit right there with us. He has his spirit right there. And all we have to do is depend on the Lord. Depend on him. Okay, we're going to go on here. Verse 7, John tries to describe the creatures. They are special angels. John says that their faces were like those of a lion and an ox, a human person, and an angel, and an eagle. They were strong like a lion, like the lion. They were full of power, like the ox. They were wise as a wise man. They were as fast as the eagle when it flies. Man, many people sees a similarity between the four living ones and the fourfold manner in which Christ is portrayed in the gospel. In Matthew, he appears as the lion of the tribe of Judah. In Mark, he is the servant who became the sacrifice for the sin. The calf was a sacrificial animal. In Luke, he emphasizes on the Son of Man, and a flying eagle links him with heaven, as does John in the Gospels. You know, he said, if we just wait on the Lord, he'll renew our strength. We will mount up on wings as an eagle. So, yes, all these things, and it's just like describing the characteristics or the attributes of God. He's got the strength of an ox. He's strong like a lion. You know what I'm saying? He quick as an eagle. I mean, and he's the most wisest person on the face of the earth in heaven. So they call themselves describing him like that. And that's awesome because, you know, you understand what that is. He's fast as the eagle. Okay, number 8, which I haven't read. And the four beasts had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rested not day or night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Each creature had 6 wings. The wings show the speed with which they obey God. The eyes made them aware of all that was round about them. Day and night, the four creatures praised God, cried aloud that God is holy. Holy, 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 God Almighty. They praised him for his power. Nobody else has power as strong as his. He is the God of all power. They praised him because he is God. He is the holy God. There is no other real God but our Father who is in heaven. He has no beginning of life or no ending of life. He was here when the earth came, and he'll be here. These are the attributes of God. Creature has 6 wings. That's why I say, I mean, we should praise him all the time, but he's not going to get upset because you don't praise him, because he don't need us. We need him. So we have to find time to praise the Lord. We have to find time. Because God is a good God. And he's worthy to be praised. He is a great God and worthy to be praised. There is no other God, real God. Verse 9. And when those beasts gave glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who lived forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him and live forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. See, the four creatures praise God because he is always the same. He's always there. God was there at the start of time, and he will be there after time has ended. As the creatures praise, so the elders fell down in front of God, threw down their crowns as an act of worship. They gave all honor to God. The elders speak to God. They praise him for all that he has made. God made all things that exist. Because of this, God deserves to have all glory and all honor and all power. We should honor him for everything that he does. He's an awesome God, a great God. He's just awesome. And I just give God praise today because he's so worthy to be praised. And when the creatures started praising him and the elders fell down, they said, we're not going to let you all praise us. We're going to praise him from the sun up to sundown. He has angels praising him 24 hours a day. That's why when I get an opportunity to praise him, I praise him just like if I was an angel. I'd be bowing down. You have to just praise, give God all the praise and glory and all the honor. I just thank God on today. We're not going to go any further. We're going to pray a little bit. I'm going to get some prayer requests, and we're going to pray a little bit and after that. But we're studying out of the book of Revelations. We've been in the book for a minute. We just finishing chapter 4. We headed to chapter 5 on Tuesday. And it's been just an awesome experience. It's awesome. And we're not even nowhere close to finish yet. So I thank and praise God for his holy word and to open our eyes up. I thank God from opening our heart up. It's just amazing how it just, I don't know, it helps me every time I teach out of the book of Revelation. It's a blessed book. And it said, whoever reads this book will be blessed. It don't say whoever read and understand this book. He said, whoever reads this book will be blessed. So we're going to close out our Bible study, and we're going to get ready to go into our worship, our prayer. So I wonder if anyone have any prayer requests tonight.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Basically for the McKinney family, for the Dixon family, for the Bean family, for the Sattler family, for the McLean family, for those who are still catching the COVID-19, their families, and the ones who have ascended. And that's it.
Okay. Anyone else?
Good evening. Hi.
Good evening.
I would like
praise the Lord.
Special prayer for the Martin family.
And what is it?
Martin,
the Martin family. Okay,
Okay.
All
right.
Anyone else? I want you to keep Apostle Deans and I in your prayers. I've had a horrific week this week, and I just want to testify about that real quick. Maybe last week, my cardiologist called, and he had told me that they wanted to put a defibrillator in, and I was really concerned about that. And the next day or so, my husband and I went to the eye doctor, and they were telling me just about like I was going to go blind or something like that, that I had a black thing coming over my pupil. And the next thing that happened, I went to take my mammogram. I took it, in the next day or so, they sent me a letter in the mail saying I had malignant tumors in my breast. So, you know, I kept telling God that I trusted him, which I still trust God. I still trust God. I still trust him. I took the test for my heart on Tuesday, and they'll get back with me this Tuesday. But for the mammogram, what I was really concerned about, when I called to make the appointment to go in to see about the malignant neoplasm, as they call it, the girl said, "Ms. Dean," she said, "you don't have to come back for a year. Your test was negative. I could have just." When I tell you, honey, if I had been somewhere where I wouldn't hurt myself, I'd have danced all over the place. But I praise God anyway. I praise him anyway, because God is a good God, and it's nothing but the enemy. And he's throwing his best shot. See, he didn't throw his best shot. And that's all it is, a best shot. You know, I've been trying to get on the line with Zoom. I got my other phone and all this stuff, and today I was trying to put it together. I lost the SIM cord, and then when I found it, I lost the thing to put the SIM cord in, just everything. And then today when I got on the line, on the radio broadcast tonight, I couldn't have, the music wouldn't play. But, you know, the devil is a liar. He is the father of lies, and he don't have no power over this ministry. Not this ministry and these people. Not by no business. Because, honey, you don't know I got a voice that God gave me. I was singing. So I just step on his head. You know, but I just thank and praise God that all is well with me. When they were telling me about that malignant neoplasm, I had every pain in my brain. Every pain. Do you hear me? I was just like, oh, my God, what is going on? Why is this happening in this and this? Oh, my God. But I give God all the glory, and I give him all the praise. That's my testimony. I got more than that, but those are, I mean, this happened all in 1 week, and from back to back to back to back. But God is so good. God is good. There are any more prayer requests, so I can pray. Amen. Amen. But we're going to get ready to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we committed against you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come on tonight, Lord, just thanking and praising you, giving you glory, giving you honor, magnifying your name on tonight, lifting your name up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We praise your name, Lord. We just praise you tonight, and we give you glory, hallelujah. We give you praise on tonight. We magnify your name tonight. We glorify your name tonight, Father. We praise you, Lord Jesus. And we give you glory on tonight, Lord. We lift your name up. We bless your holy name. We just can't stop praising you, Lord, for your goodness, Lord. We just thank you, hallelujah. We give you praise, hallelujah. We magnify you, Lord. We just glorify your name, Lord. I just thank you, hallelujah. I give you glory, hallelujah. I give you praise, hallelujah. My, hallelujah. I give you glory on tonight, Lord Jesus. And I give you praise tonight, Lord. And I just thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice on tonight, Lord. And you know what they need, Lord. And you know what they need, Lord. And we just come bowing down, Lord. And We bow down at your throne, Lord. And we just bow down, Lord. And we thank you tonight. And we give you praise for your anointing. I just feel your anointing all over me, Lord. And I just give you praise on tonight. And I give you glory on tonight, Lord. And I give you praise, Lord. And I give you glory. Hallelujah. I'm asking you tonight, Lord, to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, cover them under the sound of my voice tonight, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you tonight, we praise your name, Lord, we give you glory on tonight, we thank you for being the Lord God Almighty, we thank you for being the Most High God. We thank you for being Jehovah, Jehovah. We thank you tonight for being our banner. We thank you on tonight, Lord, for being our shepherd. We thank you that you're the God, the Lord that healeth us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for you are righteousness. In the name of Jesus, you are the one that sanctifies us. In the name of Jesus, purify us, Lord, and set us apart. In the name of Jesus, you're the everlasting God. The everlasting God. You're the everlasting God. And we give you glory tonight, Lord. We give you glory. You need me. You give me become a bossy. And you're the Lord of peace. You're the Lord of hosts. And we thank you tonight. You are the God that will provide. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. In the name, Lord, and in your holy name, we can't do nothing without you. We can't make it without you. We need you right now, Lord. We need you, Lord, and we can't make it without you. We need you, Jesus. We need you tonight. We need you, Jesus. We can't do it without you, Lord. We can't make it without you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I come to you tonight, Lord. Praying for the McKinney family, Lord. And you know what they stand in need of, Lord. And bless every one of them. Cover each one of them, Lord. And in the shed blood of Jesus. And encamp your angels all around about them, Lord, to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you now to send a legion of angels to encamp all through the house, all around the house, in every vehicle, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, cover them in the shed blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the Nokoba Bahandili Anderosa, I'm asking you to send warren angels, send a legion of warren angels to fight the enemy that's fighting them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you now, Lord, the enemy, Lord, the enemy, Lord, I ask you to bind the enemy and bind up the strong man and bind him up, cast him out, and command them to go in the name of Jesus. Then I ask you to pray. I pray for the Dixon family in the name of Jesus. I ask you to cover each one of them, Lord, and cover each one of them right now in the Bean family. And cover them, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. And encamp your angels right now, Father, and all around about them, Lord, to protect them from every danger. Seen and unseen danger, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Lord, to cover them in the shed blood, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch their heart and touch their mind, touch their spirits right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Then I ask you to bless the McLean family tonight, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I lift them up to you right now, Lord. I lift them up, Lord. They need you, Lord, and they can't make it without you tonight. The McLean family, Lord, and touch right now, Lord, and heal right now, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, take over right now, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now, Lord, and they bind every demonic force, and they're trying to attack the McLean family. And we cast you down in the name of Jesus to the pits of hell. Father, I ask you to send a legion of warring angels to fight against them, to fight against them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Then I ask you tonight, Lord, to bless the Martin family, Lord, and bless each one of them. Oh, yes, Lord, and bless every prophet, every pastor there, every prophet there, in the Kobabasikiniana, every seal there, Lord. Bless right now. Cover them all in the shed blood of Jesus. And encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, Lord. And I don't care where they are. Protect them, Lord. And I don't care what they're doing. Protect them, Lord. And cover them in your blood in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to send angels, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for protection, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send your angels, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you tonight. I give you glory tonight. I give you praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Then I ask you to bless Minister Rohn, in the name of Jesus. Bless her and her family. Bless her children. Bless her grandchildren. Bless her right where she is, Lord. And I don't know where she is, Lord, but you know her. Just how to locate her, Lord. And locate her, Lord. And locate her, Father. In the name of Jesus. I ask you to cover in the shed blood. In the name of Jesus. Cover her tonight, Lord. In her family. In the blood of Jesus. And encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, Lord, from all her home of danger. We come up against every demonic force. We come up against you on tonight. We come up against every demonic force. In the name of Jesus, bind that strong man, Lord. Bind him up. We bind you up. We cast you out. We command you to go. In the name of Jesus. 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 You have no power. You have no authority. You have no power. You have no authority over this family. In the name of Jesus. 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 Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for answering every prayer on tonight. I ask you to bless every member of End Time Men and Women of War, Global Ministries and Life Support, Outreach, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bless them all tonight, every one of them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Wherever they are, keep them all covered under the blood of Jesus. I ask you to bless our enemies. Bless those that try to despitefully misuse us. Bless those that say all manner of evil against us. Forgive them for what they say and done against us, Lord. And bless them anyway, Father. I ask you to bless Apostle Deans on tonight. I ask you to touch his body on tonight. Heal and deliver and set free on tonight. Touch him right now from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bless those that sleeping outdoors. Eating out of trash cans. Lord, don't have nowhere to go. Bless them right now, Lord. Bless them right now, Lord. And bless those in the hospitals. Lord, bless the COVID folks. The ones that have viruses. The ones, Lord, that have lost people, Lord. And the bereaved families, Lord. And you, oh, Lord, I ask you to touch their heart and hold them, Lord. And comfort them, Lord. And in the name of Jesus. But I know you will heal the Lord because you heal me. I'm healed. And I'm no hope about them. I'm healed and spirit filled. Sickness and disease is far from me, Lord. And I thank you tonight. I'm asking you to heal. Heal the sick. Heal the setting. Heal those behind prison walls. Heal tonight, Lord. Heal them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heal them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heal them today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I pray tonight for President Trump, and I pray for his wife, and I pray, Lord, for his family. I ask you to bless them tonight and keep them all covered. Everyone that has rule over us, Lord, keep them covered in the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to let thy will be done. Not my will, Lord, but thy will be done in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you tonight. Those police officers and firemen and all those that service us, Lord, and cover them and their families, Lord, and all over this earth, in the name of Jesus. Bless men, women, boys, and girls all over the earth, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, hallelujah, and we give you praise. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I pray for those anybody that I forgot to pray for. I'm praying for all of them, Lord, and everywhere, all over the earth, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you see to them. Don't let their meal barrel run dry. Don't let sickness fall on them, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. Bless every apostle, every prophet, every bishop, every pastor, every teacher, every preacher, every evangelist, every minister, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, bless them and their families, the ones that you call, the ones that you ordained, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you tonight. We give you glory tonight. And we give you praise, God. We give you glory tonight. Lord, I pray for the election. Lord, I know you're not in all this stuff. But God, I ask you to let your will be done on this election. Lord, I know you not for any foolishness. So God, we dependent on you to do what's best for us. We don't know what's best for us, Lord, but you know what's best, God. And I'm asking you to do what's best for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let the best be done, and let thy will be done in the name of Jesus. Lord, we be comforted tonight to give you all the praise and all the glory, all the honor. In Jesus' name, we praying for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. While I was praying, I could hear the Lord saying, see her, see her, see her, see her. Yes, Lord, I just thank God. I thank God on tonight. I thank God. Hallelujah. I can hear him saying prominent men and women of God. Prominent men and women of God. He says, search me, search me, search me. That means seek me, seek me. Each one of y'all seek him. Pray. Pray. Let him know you're looking for him. You're seeking him. While he may be found, you're calling on his name while he's near. God is a good God. He is a good God, and I want us to start speaking positive words over us and over our families, over our lives. Speak positive things. We got to stop speaking negative things, because the power of life and death is in the power of the tongue. And we need to speak life. You say, Pastor Deans, how you doing? I'm blessed and I'm highly favored of the Lord. I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. That's how I'm doing. I'm blessed and I'm favored by God among women. I'm blessed. Hallelujah. 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 And I know I'm blessed because I'm still here. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Nobody like God. Nobody like the Lord. I give him praise on tonight. And I give him glory. We're not going to. And I know this ministry is doing something right. Because he studied, tried to attack this ministry. But the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. He a liar. God hates a liar. Amen. We're going to get ready to close out. Father, we thank you for your word on tonight, your blessed word. We thank you tonight for the prayer, Lord. We thank you for doing everything we ask you to do, Lord. We just thank you for being right on time for us, Lord. Right on time, right in the nick of time. We thank you on tonight. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. You all have a blessed night, the rest of the night. God bless you. And we'll see you right back here on Sunday at 2 Central and 3 Eastern time. God bless you. I love you. And God love you too. And keep us in your prayers. God bless you. Have a good night.